I am John Gehring. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm joined today by an account manager over at the Red Cross, Katie Hout, along with Diane McClure, who has a very special story. We talked last year about what happened that fateful day and what you've done to make this into a really positive event. Just for those who may not know about the Fairport Angels, tell us a little bit of those details and what we can expect coming up this week.
5 days after graduation, my daughter, along with four of her good friends, were in a tragic accident on 5 and 20, and they lost all their lives. And the outpouring in the community was just unbelievable and still remains to this day. We're 18 years beyond that fateful day, and there isn't a day that goes by that someone does not do an act of kindness, or share some kind words. It's just unbelievable to me. And what we wanted to do as five families is we wanted to return some of that kindness back to the community. In particular, Katie Shirley's mother, Stephanie, she has been the one that really has led the way in community service. And she's had some great ideas that we've participated in the past. And now for the past 14 years, it's been with the American Red Cross and hosting this blood drive. And it's multiple folds, one of which is the opportunity to potentially save three lives with each donation. I can't think of anything in my life within less than an hour I can do that equips me to save three lives. And then also just the connection with the community. Even those who can't attend or can't give are aware that it is happening. And so many people have been touched by this story that it ends up being a personal connection with them. Many do come. Last year, I think Katie can confirm, but I think we had about 90 last year. And it is a time that we reconnect. Many of the parents from the five families are present during the day, and we share smiles, sometimes tears, and good words with each other. So it's just been a 360-degree program that we've been able to run each year that gives back at the same time, keeps giving.
And how long have you been doing this, Diane, with the American Red Cross?
14 years.
Wow. And so each year you've been able to save many lives throughout this. You said about 90 last year. What's your goal for getting people in to donate this year?
We want to top that 100 mark.
There we go.
And 125 would be good.
Katie Hout is an account manager over at the American Red Cross. Blood, it's something that we take for granted every day, right? And a lot of donations pour in during certain events over the year. But why is this beginning of the summer season especially important to get these donations?
Sure. Every summer, we go into a challenging time for blood collections, if you will. We're faced with schools letting out. Schools make up about 25% of the nation's blood supply. So when we're faced with that, and then just seasonal changes, people are on vacation, people are busy doing X, Y, and Z. We're not as consistent as we are throughout the other parts of the year with our blood collections.
And it's amazing to me how many Americans actually would die without the blood transfusions that they need. Is it accurate that each person who gives is actually potentially saving three lives? And how many lives overall are saved each year through these blood donations?
Sure. So it's estimated that about 4.5 million people annually would die without life-saving blood products. The nation uses about 29,000 products each day in the United States. And then it's estimated that 1 in 10 people entering a hospital will need some sort of a blood transfusion or a blood product. And to Diane's point earlier, each donation can save up to three lives. So it's separated into three components. So you have your red blood cells, which is really geared towards helping trauma patients. Then you have your platelets for your cancer patients. Then you also have your plasma, which is really for your burn victims.
So, Katie, there is a constant need for blood. How long does blood last? And why does that really underscore the need here to have constant donations coming in?
Sure. All of our blood components have a shelf life. So to your point earlier, the need is constant. So for red blood cells, the shelf life is 42 days. For your platelets, it's 5 days. And for your plasma, it is 1 year. So the need is definitely always constant. It's ever evolving.
And let's also talk about partnering with the Five Families here, Katie, because I know you and the Red Cross has been doing this for 14 years. What's this experience been like partnering with them and putting on this event?
It's honestly very special. So this is my third year working with the families. Truly remarkable event. To Diane's point, the way that the community comes out and supports this event is mind-blowing. It's busy. It's energetic. It's really overall heartfelt. And to think of the amount of people that show up, the lives that are saved or at least touched in many different ways is really special. This is one of the most important blood drives in the Rochester community for the American Red Cross.
Where do we need to show up? And then do we need to register prior or do we just show up day of?
That's a good question and an opportunity also to thank St. John's of Rochester. They have been our site all these years. And they continue to open up their gymnasium, which is a nice facility with high ceilings and spacious inside so people can feel comfortable during the process. And it is in Fairport on 8 Wickford Way. Easy access off of 490, less than a quarter mile as you exit 490 on 31. And we just can't thank them enough for their continued support in this manner.
The drive runs next Tuesday, the 18th, from 1 to 7. And at St. John, like Diane said, to make an appointment is strongly encouraged just because of the volume of folks that come out to support this cause and this event. So you can go on redcrossblood.org, enter Fairport Angels. You can find the blood drive there. You can schedule an appointment. You can use the app on your phone to schedule an appointment. We will accept walk-ins, but we just want to make it known that appointments are prioritize. So it could just really create like a backup. So if we can avoid that, we would love to. But either way, we'd love to see you.
And Diane, I know you also said earlier before we started recording that there are opportunities for people even outside of Rochester to give to this drive. How can we do that?
Yes, it's important to reach them as well. I remember in the accident through missionaries from my church in Pennsylvania and Haiti, heard about it and told people in Pennsylvania before they even knew about it. So, the news was widespread and also just people that are very close to us through our families, through the classmates. And if all of our local listeners to Warm 101.3 could think about those people that are personally connected, and even if they're not, to do a good thing for the community to donate. And the URL for the out-of-towners, the easiest way to find that is through Facebook and the Fairport Angels Facebook page. That will be the easiest way. And actually from the Fairport Angels Facebook page, you can click on the link and go directly to the out-of-town registration. And that will ensure through June 30 that your donation is attributed to our Fairport Angels blood drive.
And let's talk a little bit about the process, too, briefly, because I know some people, especially people who might not have ever given blood, might be nervous about it. I know not everybody is even eligible to. How do we know that we're eligible? And then what are some ways to prepare so that we can be more comfortable while we're giving blood?
Sure. So any donor can access the eligibility requirements on redcrossblood.org. There's a wide array of things that could potentially defer donors. So most of those questions are asked, or they can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS if they have additional questions. The process start to finish, is about 45 minutes to an hour. So donors will come in, they'll register. Hopefully we'll have an appointment, but no problem if we don't. And then we'll go through like a mini physical. So it's called our health history. So you'll go back, you'll work with one of our technicians, and you'll have just your temperature, answer a handful of questions, your hemoglobin checked. Very, very simple process. And then once you pass through that, then it's time to donate. So the average time on the bed is about 4 to 6 minutes. So it's the bookends that's a little bit longer. So just getting through the histories and the recovery period. So it's really important that we have a snack, have juice, just kind of spend a little bit of time just to make sure that you're okay.
And will all that be available on site too?
Absolutely.
Are there any ways that we can save time so that that time on the bed is actually even shorter?
Yes, actually, donors can fill out their Rapid Pass. So Rapid Pass can be found on redcrossblood.org or it can be found right on your app. So you can answer the series of questions that would naturally be asked and during your health history. There's usually about 50 questions, yes or no. And then at the end, there's a QR code. And we'll just need that QR code when you arrive. It does save about 15 or 20 minutes of the whole process.
The goal is, like Diane said, try to get about 125 people in there. And if you do the math, it would save almost 500 lives. So what a powerful event. Katie Hout is an account manager over at the American Red Cross. Diane McClure, Mother of Meredith, and one of the Fairport Angels. Thank you both for putting on this event to help our community and for all the countless lives you've impacted.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share it with your audience. And we'd encourage them also to share it with their respective contacts.